Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell and Crook counties receive semi-quincentennial grants for local history projects. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Governor Mark Gordon and the Wyoming Semi-Quincentennial Planning Task Force have announced the latest round of state grants supporting local history and heritage projects, including two right here in Northeast Wyoming. In Crook County, the West Texas Trail Museum in Moorcroft received funding for a new historical walking tour. The project will guide visitors through Moorcroft's storied past from the days when cattle drives filled the streets to the rise of the modern town. Organizers say the tour and companion guidebook will help preserve and share the community's deep ranching. In Campbell County, the Campbell County Rockpile Museum was awarded a grant for its upcoming exhibit, Powering America, Energy in the Powder River Basin. The new display will showcase artifacts, photos, and interactive exhibits, highlighting the region's pivotal role in fueling the nation for more than 50 years, from coal to oil, gas, and renewable energy. These projects are part of Wyoming's semi-quincentennial grant program, which celebrates the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence in 2026. The initiative, funded by a $2 million legislative appropriation, supports communities in honoring Wyoming's past while looking towards its future. More information and future grant opportunities can be found online at wyoming250.com. Virtual Fencing Symposium coming to Gillette in January. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department, along with local conservation groups, will host a virtual fencing symposium on January 8, 2026, at the Camplex Central Pavilion in Gillette. According to a press release from the Game and Fish, virtual fencing uses electronic collars and sound cues to control livestock movement remotely by phone or computer, reducing the need for physical fences. The technology can also support wildlife movement and help ranchers meet conservation goals like protecting stream areas and managing grazing. Todd Kaltrider with Game and Fish said, virtual fencing has huge potential for both livestock and wildlife management. Manufacturers including No Fence, Gallagher E. Shepherd, Vince, and Halter, while local ranchers share real-world experience. Conservation groups will also provide funding information for producers. The symposium is free, with registration required by December 15, 2025. It runs from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and lunch is included. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.